that the Caribbean belongs to all nations of the Western Hemisphere, and that it's not to be used to export revolution. He's going to continue to operate as though he has some kind of a free hand to use that area as a launching pad for insurrection. And I think beyond just talking about it, I think we have to take steps to make sure that that he's isolated in his political and military activities.
Senator Durenberger says he thinks the Castro regime will listen if it's clear the U.S. means what it says. More CBS News in a minute.
According to the Wall Street Journal, there's a budget-cutting mood spreading on Capitol Hill, and President Reagan may even get some extra reductions. Have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal that will help keep you apprised of everything happening anywhere that could affect your future and your company's future. Recent Wall Street Journal articles revealed who's profiting from the Great American Drought, which income tax preparation service might be right for you, why advertisers are learning to respect the elderly, the facts on the largest takeover bid ever, and the likely move by major auto manufacturers that could mean a radical change in collective bargaining. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 52 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the year, for less than $1.50 per week. That's just $77 a year. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-1500. That's 800-228-1500. Except in Nebraska, you'll be billed later.
Right-wing elements in Costa Rica plan a rally tomorrow in the country's capital city to protest against two bombing incidents earlier this week. More from Mike Pappas.
Costa Rican President Rodrigo Carazo Odio told CBS News the two bombings were the acts of people with no reason. American Embassy political analyst Michael Skoll says that leftists in El Salvador and other Latin American countries have singled out Costa Rica as a special target.
A leftist group, a new one we've never heard of, with obvious connections to the leftist insurgents in Salvador, has claimed it in a statement. We have no reason not to believe them. And the fact is that there are leftist communist movements in Central America. There are countries in the region controlled by communists who very much want to see Costa Rica fail.
Right-wing elements plan a large rally Friday afternoon in San Jose, the capital, to protest the leftist bombings and to show support for American military aid to El Salvador. Ike Pappas, CBS News, San Jose, Costa Rica.
White House News Secretary James Brady says President Reagan has reached what he calls a meeting of the minds with a special task force on how to protect America's auto industry from foreign competition. But Brady does not say whether the president will ask for voluntary import restrictions or try other methods. The Senate Budget Committee has approved of nearly $36.5 billion in budget cuts. That's about $2.3 billion more than President Reagan asked the panel for, and it falls heavily on social programs. Majority Leader Howard Baker is promising floor action in the Senate by the weekend. Thousands of coal miners are on wildcat strikes in seven states. Hardest hit is Western Pennsylvania. The United Mine Workers Union is urging its members to stop all wildcat actions, but apparently the workers are ignoring it. And a federal judge in Pittsburgh has ordered about 600 miners to go back to work at a mine in Pennsylvania owned by U.S. Steel. No new bargaining talks have been scheduled. Lawyers for both sides have now rested their cases in Carol Burnett's $10 million lawsuit against the National Enquirer. The judge ordered the jury to be back in court on Monday for closing arguments. And now this.
When it's time to paint your home, you need all the help you can get. So True Value Hardware Stores offer all the help you need. True Test Painting Accessories. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you get the True Test 8-piece pad painting kit for just $3.99 to paint ceilings, walls, and trim with less drips and spatters. Or choose from their exclusive line of True Test Oriel brushes with long-lasting polyester bristles, available in sizes for walls and trim. They're sold exclusively by participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
I'm Marshall Loeb, managing editor of Money Magazine, with Your Dollars Monday through Friday on most of these stations. With the economic situation the way it is, the more you can get for your dollars, the better off you'll be. On my daily broadcasts, I'll suggest ways to budget wisely, make prudent investments, and how to cut down home expenses. I think your money will go further when you listen to Your Dollars Monday through Friday on most of these CBS radio network stations. Hear it here. Here.
Charles Robb, son-in-law of the late President Lyndon Johnson, says he's running for the Democratic nomination for governor of Virginia. He's now the state's lieutenant governor. John Bohannon, CBS News.
I was an Iranian hostage. Coming home after 250 days should have been cause for celebration. But for me, the end of one ordeal was the beginning of another. I was diagnosed as having MS. I'm Richard Queen. MS is short for multiple sclerosis, an often crippling disease of the central nervous system. MS strikes people in their prime, and every day the disease afflicts more unsuspecting victims, many of whom will find their existence dramatically altered against their will for life. The cause and cure are still a mystery, but major progress is being made, and we have hope. Your contribution will buy more hope for MS people everywhere.
Please donate today to Richard Queen Research Fund, National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Box 1800, Washington, D.C. 20013. Box 1800, Washington, D.C. 20013.
Remember, just when you're starting to live, MS can strike.
Good evening, KQB News Time, 10:07.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Since man began, he has sought to penetrate the secret of the human heart, that beating muscle that perpetuates lifetimes. What would happen, we ask ourselves, if during a medical procedure to repair or replace a damaged heart, an unexpected change in the patient took place? The operation was successful, you had a new lease on life, but you left the hospital, not yourself.
That's a gorgeous rainbow silk scarf you've got around your neck, Janet.
That's the problem, see? I mean, the scarf hides the problem. Here, let me take it off.
Oh, great heavens. Those bruises on your neck. What happened?
This is why I had to see you. It's Jim. He tried to choke me to death last night.
Mystery drama, Transplant, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Marion Seldes and Patricia Elliott. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
5 a.m., Rowena. Out of the tent. Hear the call of the wild.
Sounds like the wild alarm clock.
Oh, that was Baby Ben. Never forgets to get you up.
There's no electricity.
No problem. Baby Ben doesn't need it.
Maybe the batteries will go.
No batteries. You just wind it up and take it anywhere.
Well, take it somewhere.
Come on, Rowena. We're going to conquer that mountain.
Oh, I'm about to conquer that alarm clock.
Baby Ben or Big Ben never forgets to get you up. It's time for a West Clocks by Tally Industries. Denture wearers agree.
Snug cushions hold loose dentures so comfortably tight, I feel confident again.
Soft adhesive Snug brand denture cushions ease sore gums from loose-fitting plates. No messy fixing like powders or pastes. Snug is easy to shape and fit, won't wash off. Get temporary relief from loose-fitting dentures until you see a dentist with Snug. Now in the new four-cushion economy package. Snug, another fine product from Mentholatum.
Hello, this is Ann Miller. As I am speaking, intensive research is going on from coast to coast. Research sponsored by the March of Dimes in its fight against birth defects. A doctor in San Diego asked why women who smoke during pregnancy have more low birth weight babies. Also, a young woman researcher in North Carolina probed the genetic factors and disorders involving cholesterol. A Colorado scientist seeks the prevention of fetal growth retardation by studying how hormones act in the uterus. And this is only a small part of the scientific research being done by March of Dimes grantees, who received over $9 million last year to probe birth defects, causes, and prevention. It is a long and very difficult road, but it is a road that must be traveled to ensure our next generation's good health. So please give to the March of Dimes to make the road a little smoother, that goal, good health for all, a little nearer. Thank you.
Thank you.
The name James Barclay is not unknown to you. Extraordinary scientist, he is the discoverer of the RNK factor, the infallible prenatal test determining the nature of an embryo child, whether it will be born aggressive, submissive, etc. A discovery that can affect the future of an entire nation. It is night, 4 o'clock in the morning to be precise. Barclay's wife, Janet, suddenly wakes. Hands are closing about her throat, strangling her.
Jim, your hands are on my throat. Get away, Jim. Stop. What are you doing? Let go of me.
What is that? Jim, are you all right?
I knocked a lamp off the night table. I'll put the overhead light on.
What time is it? It's still dark outside. Janet, what are you standing over there for? Now come back to bed.
What happened to you, Jim?
To me?
Don't you know what you were doing just now?
Janet, what? What's the matter with your neck? You keep rubbing it.
Don't you remember?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Honey, look at me. Janet, are you afraid of me? You are, aren't you?
I guess I am.
Well, I can you tell me why? What have I done?
I was asleep and I felt two hands on my throat squeezing. And it was dark. I couldn't see it.
And there was someone in here trying to choke you? Allison, I'm taking my pistol and I'm getting up and going to search every room in this house. Why didn't you tell me there was an intruder?
Jim, put that revolver away.
If there is someone here, I'm going to find
it. It isn't necessary. Put the gun away now, please.
Well, okay. Okay, if you say so.
Shut the drawer. There wasn't any intruder. The person who was trying to strangle me was you, Jim.
Me?
I was able to get away from you, and that's why I am sort of in shock, I guess.
Oh, my Lord. Darling, I was trying to strangle you? But, honey, I was asleep. I don't know anything about this.
That's what makes it all so scary, Jim. You don't remember that you were trying to kill me.
Hello?
This is Janet.
Janet, I was just thinking about you.
I was wondering if we could have lunch today.
Would have loved it, darling. I haven't seen you for too long.
You mean you can't?
Well, it's a darn Broadway Critics Award. Michael got the best play prize again, and it's about the fifth he's gotten. And I have to go along. Food is ghastly, speeches grisly. It's so boring, Janet. You've no idea.
I understand. I'm sorry.
You sound kind of funny, child. Is everything all right?
It isn't anything that I can talk about on the phone. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's out too, I'm afraid, darling. Oh, I'm simply devastated. See, Mike's going tonight to Hollywood to discuss the movie version of his play, and he won't go near the place if I don't come along. But we'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? I really have to talk to you before then.
Janet, you don't have to send up any more distress flares. You come over here right away.
Today?
Yes, today.
What about Michael and the play prize?
Well, he'll just have to accept the honors gracefully, all by himself, won't he?
Are you sure it's all right?
Oh, I don't think Michael'll be too upset. Besides, I've got something to tell you which I think only you will understand. So be here at 12. Bye.
I'll be there.
Michael! Michael Farnsworth Gray?
Whenever you use my middle name, I know you've decided to do something I won't be too happy about.
I'm not going to the award luncheon with you today. Janet's coming over, and we're going to have something here.
Celia, You know I can't abide these ceremonies alone.
Well, you just run along. And don't eat too many of those creamy things. You know what the doctor said.
I've been watching my weight for years.
So have I. Watching you get heavier and heavier. But now, darling, your health's at stake, especially since you've given up all forms of exercise. I don't know what's come over you. You loved hiking and stuff.
I've always hated exercise. And who's Janet?
James Barclay's wife. Do you remember him, the famous scientist? Well, Janet and I got to know each other in the hospital, waiting for you two to be let out.
You mean the James Barclay? The RNK factor man? I never met him in my life.
Well, yes, you did. You both had heart operations at the same time. Of course you remember. You shared a room in the hospital.
You were never like this before, K44K.
K44K. That's the third time today you've called me by that poetic name.
What?
I said, oh, never mind.
Well, if you won't come with me, you won't. Bye-bye, K44K.
Mike, you've really become a pill in the last 4 months. Now, I ask you again, as politely as I can, is that some secret code that I'm supposed to know?
So long. See you when I get back.
See, what a beautiful spot. I love this garden and this old-fashioned furniture.
You know that Mike wrote his first short story on this table?
I'm sorry. I thought I wasn't hungry, but I am.
There's a good salad. It's good to see you, counselor.
Nobody's called me that since I got married.
You don't do law work anymore?
Married to Jim? When would I have time?
Well, this will be the first time a lawyer's come to see me about her problems. I must say, Janet, that is a stunning rainbow silk scarf you've got around your neck.
Well, that is the problem. I mean, that hides the problem. Here, let me take it off.
Oh, great heavens. Those bruises on your neck. What happened?
This is why I had to see you, see? It's Jim. I think he tried to kill me last night.
What? Jim?
I know, I couldn't believe it at first either. I thought, well, I don't know what I thought. And if I hadn't been able to pull away, who knows? The terrible thing is he doesn't remember doing it.
Oh, you poor thing.
There's something awfully wrong with him, see? In his right mind, Jim would never dream of such a thing. Jim loves me.
Well, of course he does. Janet, you just said in his right mind he'd never do it. Have you noticed much else different about him since the heart operation? I'll tell you why I ask. I think since the heart operation, Mike's become a completely different person. For instance, he would never have considered selling any of his plays to Hollywood. Secondly, since he came home from the hospital, he simply stopped writing. He says he may never write again. Third, he was an avid outdoorsman. I mean, we always went camping once a year. We've got a garage full of equipment. Well, he looked at it the other day and he said, "What's this? I was never interested in hunting or fishing. Whose stuff is this?"
He's changed, Sia. But at least he isn't murderous. What I'm afraid of is that Jim might try it again.
But you don't mean that.
I mean exactly that. Jim wasn't playing any games with my throat.
Oh, you must have been frightened to death.
I'm still not over it. One more thing. The day before yesterday, he started calling me a number. And when I say, "What's that mean?" he says, "What's what mean?"
Numbers? I've got the same routine from Mike. He calls me K44K. What's yours?
ZXY77.
ZXY77. That's a nice ring to it. How does Jim explain calling you that?
He doesn't. It passes right by him.
Incredible. What do you suppose changed our husband so completely?
Oh, see, I wish I could guess.
I wonder about the other girls.
I'd like to find out, too.
Five of us. The fearful five, remember? Having lunch and dinner every night in that hospital cafeteria, keeping each other hopeful. Madge Currier.
Her husband was the ambassador to Russia, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? He'd come back to have his open-heart surgery. Dr. Tyson operated on him that same week.
And Betty, of course. Betty Trambakos. She's my neighbor right up on the hill there. Married to that shipping tycoon, Aristotle Trambakos. You, me, Madge, Betty. Who was the fifth?
Myra. I talked to her once a week.
Of course, Myra.
Her husband's taken over the Philharmonic.
Yes, it's the conductor, Dimitri.
Let's ask them how their men are doing. You do Betty, and I'll do Madge and Myra.
Yes, and have they noticed anything different?
And if so, what is it?
Unless, I wonder. Oh, some more iced tea? The pitcher's still full.
Thanks. You wonder what?
Well, it occurs to me. You know, Mike is a great kidder. Do you suppose when Mike and Jim were sharing that room in the hospital, when they had their operations recuperating, do you suppose they cooked this up between them and they're just playing some kind of a game?
No. No, I don't think so. And these black and blue marks on my neck don't think so either.
Oh, of course. How dumb of me. But the numbers racket could be a game. Me, K44K, you, ZXY77. But to attack you like that, Janet, it ain't funny. If you ask me, I'd try to get Jim somewhere for observation. And if he won't go, you ought to think about moving out.
I have, in a way. I've moved to another room, made it my bedroom. I've hidden his gun. And every night I lock my door.
Leonardo da Vinci, painter, scientific observer, inventor, researcher, equaled the accomplishments of 10 titans. The human body was his uncharted continent. The heart, he wrote, moves of itself and does not stop unless forever. Had Da Vinci lived today, what unnumbered secrets he could have probed. If that heart is tampered with, does it indeed alter the body and mind that houses it? I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Saturdays on CBS Television.
It's curse. I'm every man's ideal woman.
That woman's gotta be Flo, and she's got her hands full when... Her old boss hits the yellow road.
Nothing tastes better than the free beer.
It's the same old Mel, and he can't stop bossing Flo.
Things are gonna start jumping here at Mel's yellow road.
More than grits hits the fan in the battle of the bosses. Flo, Saturdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central and Mountain on CBS Television.
When even I stopped going to my own coffee club, I knew something was wrong. It had to be my coffee. Then I switched to new improved Cava Instant. Now no one leaves my house with a bitter feeling. Cava's the only 90% acid neutralized coffee. That means it tastes less bitter when you drink it, so it feels better after. And with its improved blend of coffee beans, Cava tastes better than ever. Now my coffee club is so popular, I even turned down my own mother.
New improved Cava Instant tastes better when you drink it, so it feels better after.
Welcome to Meet the Media.
Thank you very much. Today I am interviewing radio.
Hello.
Television.
Take a look at this.
Oh, newspaper.
I've been around the longest.
Yeah, but you can't change channels on a newspaper.
Well, you can't put a TV in the bottom of a birdcage.
Interesting debate. Radio, How's your listenership?
It's up 66% since 1967.
Newspaper?
Yes.
How's your circulation?
It's,
Right.
But I'm happy to say our advertising rates have gone up.
Radio?
Because the cost of radio advertising has not increased as much as the other major media, it's a better deal.
And what about the cost of television?
Film at 11.
Radio in background. What about creativity?
Well, there are four of us sitting in a room pretending to be a radio, a television, a newspaper, and a human being.
That's amusing.
Just an example of radio's creativity.
Radio, red hot, because it works. For the advertiser trying to fight the rising costs of TV and print, the Radio Advertising Bureau can send you more facts. This station can send you more customers. Two wives of two prominent men, one a scientist, the other a playwright, are disquieted by their husband's peculiar behavior. The writer has completely reversed his personality. The scientist has tried to murder his wife. Both men had undergone open-heart surgery. Had this anything to do with their metamorphosis? Janet and Celia have set about finding out. They're in the garden where we left them.
Janet, you've decided me.
I'm not going with Mike to California. I'm staying here and do some detection with you.
You will see? There's one other person we ought to talk to.
I don't know if we could. That's Dr. Tyson. I mean, he's the one who performed all those operations. Maybe he could tell us something we ought to know, like what changes in personality to expect, and so on.
What's troubling us is a lot more than changes of personality. Besides, in Jim's case, his triple bypass was done by Dr. Bob O'Brien.
You mean Dr. Tyson had nothing to do with Jim?
Oh, he was there. Dr. O'Brien is a much younger man. Jim's known him for years. Dr. Tyson was in the operating room all through it, but Bob O'Brien actually did the work. That's what Jim wanted.
Well, we'll begin with the girls, woman to woman. I'm hopeful.
Whatever they tell us will help. None of this, none of it adds up.
Thanks, Bob, for squeezing me into your office hours at such short notice.
Oh, not at all, Jim. How's my favorite cardiac patient?
Well, I'm not so sure, Bob. That's why I had to see you.
Oh? Any pains or tightness of any kind?
No. I think I'm in pretty fair shape. I get a little tired, but I knock off before exhaustion sets in. Bob, I wouldn't want Janet to know we've discussed this.
Fair enough.
All right. 2 weeks ago, Janet accused me of trying to choke her to death during the night. I don't remember any of it.
Anything else?
Well, she keeps telling me I'm a completely changed person since you performed the triple bypass. And last but not least, she says sometimes I refer to her not by her name or darling or anything like that, but I call her a number.
Oh?
Specifically, I call her ZXY77.
Do you?
Well, I most certainly don't. Why should I? She's moved out of our bedroom and sleeps in another room and locks the door every night.
Suppose I have a talk with Janet. I'm no psychiatrist, but at least I can talk to her as a friend.
Oh, thanks, that's a load off my mind. But you know how it is. After a biggie like a heart operation, you're always a little doubtful you can pick up where you left off. I am beginning to doubt my sanity.
Jim, I'll do my best.
I don't believe it, Janet. Is that what Mara said?
Word for word. Dimitri came home after his first rehearsal with the Philharmonic, broke his baton in half and said, "Never again, the orchestra stinks, I won't conduct." This, mind you, about the Philharmonic. Of course there was an uproar.
Did she mention whether he calls her by a number?
Yes, he does. Myra is Q515.
That rules out a practical joke. Mike and Jim never met Dimitri. He was on another floor. We knew Myra, but they didn't know him.
Did you reach Betty?
No, she's still away. She's gone with her husband to that Greek island he owns. I left a message with Mrs. Doyle, the housekeeper, that I called.
About Madge Currier, I did get to her. You remember the ambassador came in from Russia and he was operated on, I think, a day before Mike was. Wait till I tell you about him.
Celia, I'm home.
Join us in the garden, Mike. Back from California. Will you look at what he's wearing? I tell you, a year ago, Michael Farnsworth Gray wouldn't have been seen dead in such an outfit.
Janet, don't tell me this is the same lunch you two were having when I left for California.
Hello, Michael. Congratulations on the picture.
Oh, Michael isn't going to let them make a movie out of one of his plays, are you, darling?
Who says I'm not? In fact, I am.
Well, wonders never cease. You were so pure once.
Well, I'd better be on my way. You two will want a little time alone.
No, don't go, Janet, please.
Well, I have to. Lots to do.
I'll walk you to your car.
Bye, Mike.
The new Michael Farnsworth Gray is just too much for me. Now, what about Madge and her ambassador husband?
Well, he's got himself transferred to Washington, got himself appointed as advisor to the president, and Madge is stunned. He's never had any ambition before. I've arranged to see Dr. O'Brien. We've known him and his wife a long time. Maybe Bob can clear up this mystery.
You let me know, Janet. I'm not going to Lotus Land. I want to stay here and get to the bottom of this.
Janet, I think perhaps you're dramatizing the situation.
But how can you say that, Bob? I tell you, Jim tried to strangle me. There's been a complete personality change. And sometimes he calls me by a number.
What number does Jim assign to you?
A sign? Well, that's a funny word to use.
I used the wrong word. What number is it?
ZXY77.
Oh. Frankly, I don't know what to make of it.
Well, I'm not the only one. Jim's hospital roommate, Michael Gray, he calls his wife by a number, too.
Gray. Morris Tyson did his surgery. I studied under Tyson, Janet. No one better in thoracic and cardiovascular surgery.
So you can't put your finger on anything it might be?
So far as I can see, Jim tolerated the procedure very well. If there's something bothering him, it's got nothing to do with the surgery.
Then why has it affected every one of the five men who had that operation in that hospital that week?
I can tell you one heart patient who didn't. Who feels fine, was operated on in that hospital by Morris Tyson himself, and has a new lease on life.
I'd like to meet him.
All right. He had a rheumatic heart, severe valvular damage. After surgery, the man recovered, never attacked his wife, and never changed his personality.
Well, I'd like to talk to him.
You are? It was me. All right, Janet, are you satisfied? Conclusion. Different patients react differently.
Bob, would you mind if I talked myself to Dr. Tyson?
Of course not. All right, and give my regards to Jim, will you?
Yes, and you remember me to Mary. She's a darling.
Darling Mary. Good old W66W.
Celia, I came over just as fast as I could. I saw Bob O'Brien. He wouldn't go along with anything I said. Didn't think Jim was behaving extraordinarily. It was a standoff. Then I got up to go and I said to him, remember us to Mary, his wife. He closed the door. I was standing outside fumbling in my bag for the car keys when I heard Bob say through the door very clearly, darling Mary, good old W66W. Just like that.
So your heart specialist also calls his wife by a number.
Oh, it makes no sense. Celia, am I starting to hear things that aren't said? I mean, the door was closed, so I didn't see him say it.
When you were talking to him, did he seem strange in any way?
No. He was his old self, considerate, concerned, everything you could ask for in a doctor.
Yeah, none of that glazed look that Michael gets when I'm talking to him. Oh, that man makes me so furious. Janet, I'm having so much trouble with him. And he's as dead set on moving to California as I'm adamant about staying here. Oh, someone's at the door. I'm coming!
Well, Mrs. Doyle, what are you doing here? Did you walk down the hill? I know you don't drive.
Begging your pardon, Mrs. Gray, I had to speak with you myself, not over the telephone.
Well, come in, come in.
Oh, no, I see you have company.
Mrs. Doyle, what is it?
Have mercy on us. Oh, have mercy on us. It's Mrs. Tombracco.
Betty, something's happened.
Oh, just a few minutes ago, this cable came from me. It's from Mr. Tombracco's in Greece. You read it.
Mrs. Trombakos drowned yesterday and having body buried in Athens will notify you upon my return. Aristotle Trombakos. Betty. Drowned.
I hope I haven't kept you up, Bob.
No, I was waiting for you, Dr. Tyson.
Is W66W still up?
My wife? No, she's gone to bed. We won't be disturbed. I've just been reading up on our files, making sure everything's in order. There'll be a new set of patients coming our way, so I want the decks cleared.
I'm afraid, Bob, everything is not in order. I suppose you read about the death of Tombracco's wife, some island off Corfu. She drowned.
I did. I'm sorry about that. I might have handled it differently. Aristotle is going to miss her.
There was no alternative. She became too inquisitive. There is too much at stake for our procedure to be jeopardized now. And that's precisely, Bob, why I've come to see you. The wife of one of your patients.
You mean Janet Barclay?
Yes, I do. She may be dangerous. All day yesterday, she sat outside my office waiting to see me. Now, I had to go out the back way to avoid her. Today, she managed to catch up with me as I was going into a cardiology conference at the hospital. She had learned that Ambrocco's wife had drowned. She said it wasn't possible. She knew the girl, Betty. Five Wives had become friendly the week we did the X and K batches.
I know. They formed a club of sorts.
Well, the Barclay woman had done some investigating, she told me, and she knew Betty Dombrakos was an excellent swimmer, that she must have been killed. Therefore, Bob, since you selected James Barclay to become one of us, you will have to find a way to rid us of his wife.
If this were not such a serious situation, I would be tempted to quote from Alice in Wonderland. You will remember when Alice mysteriously grew taller and taller, she said, "Curiouser and curiouser," which is indeed my reaction to what we have heard so far. Curiouser and curiouser. For more and more, join me when I return shortly with Act 3.
What do doctors recommend to avoid constipation? These days, doctors stress the importance of fiber in the diet. Food fiber that helps the system regulate itself naturally. Metamucil is a laxative made from natural fiber. No chemical stimulants. So for occasional constipation, doctors recommend Metamucil more often than any other laxative. The way to overcome constipation is the natural way. But if not nature, Metamucil. Read label and follow directions.
Running a ski lodge is a family affair. It takes all of us working together to keep it going. So when the cold and flu season hits, it's good to know we've got our Bayer. Bayer aspirin is the only pain reliever our family uses. We've never found anything we could buy that works one bit better to relieve the aches, fever, and sore throat pain. Believe me, in our family, when a cold or flu makes the rounds, it's rest, fluids, and all we need is Bayer.
Use only as directed.
Person to person, heart to heart, together we can move the world if we do our part by helping care for the children, nourish and to heal those in need. Children everywhere.
Please send your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York 10156, or local care office.
We are putting together a jigsaw puzzle of delicate and deadly pieces. Five men, leaders in their field, a scientist, a playwright, a great conductor, a shipping tycoon, and an ambassador have undergone heart operations within 1 week. The scientist's wife, Janet, horrified by her husband's attempt to kill her, tries to find a link between his operation and his new personality. In fact, each of the wives reports a decided change in their men, all but one of the wives, who has mysteriously drowned.
Tell me, Dr. Tyson, what else did Janet Barclay suspect besides Betty's death?
That there must be unseen forces that have changed husbands. She asked about how you handled her husband's operation. Now, was it possible that when you performed the arteriotomy and constructed the grafts, that some foreign substance could have entered Barclay's body? or at the point where the three proximals were constructed to the ascending aorta.
She's certainly done her homework.
Her own words were, when Dr. O'Brien put Jim on the heart and lung machines, what else did those machines pump into him beside blood and oxygen?
Barclay came to see me. He thinks his wife Janet is imagining things.
Well, I've had him sent to Athens to be with Tom Brakos in case they're stroll. Barclay told his wife he had to attend the scientific meeting. Now it's your turn to move.
How much time do I have?
The last thing Janet Barclay said to me was that if I couldn't or wouldn't give her a satisfactory explanation, she would use her legal connections to alert Interpol and ask them to investigate whether Betty Tambrakos died naturally, accidentally, or was murdered.
Janet, I set aside all my appointments this morning so that I could see you.
I think it's too late. I'll keep on trying to find out what's in back of all this, but I'm afraid that what I am fighting for is something I've already lost.
What do you mean?
I've lost the man I married. And now I'm married to a man I don't know and don't love.
Janet, you have to make allowances.
Don't tell me it takes time to recover. I know all that. I'm not expecting Jim to juggle barbells or do anything strenuous, but it's his mind that needs to get well, if it's not too late, which I suspect it is. And I'm only one of four wives with whom I spend hours and days together at the hospital that fateful week. They all say their husbands are strangers. We're like sisters. We were five, now we're four. Who knows when we'll be three or two?
Janet, would you mind? I'd like to take your blood pressure.
Why?
Your face is flushed, and I think, for everyone's sake, I'd like to check you out. Anything you think or say is bound to have a reaction upon your body. Right through that door is the examining room. You stretch out on the table, and I'll be right there. Uh-huh.
Well, how does it read?
Blood pressure's a little on the high side. No. Stay right there. Let me check your pulse.
Is it all right if I talk?
Well, certainly.
I have to say, I do feel so much better and reassured when I'm talking to you. Did you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is my pulse normal?
A little fast, perhaps, but it's nothing. I don't know. Maybe you've been pushing yourself too hard. Janet, are you feeling all right?
Well, I guess it's the strain, but I am getting a whopper of a headache.
Well, I can give you something for that. Here you are. Here, take these two tablets. Here, I'll just pour you some water. If you can spare the time, I'd like you to undergo a stress test, Janet. It's simply a treadmill that's monitored by a doctor, and you do some controlled walking so we can measure how your heart is reacting. We have one here in the office. We'll take an EKG, and as I said, there's a specialist and a nurse with you all the time.
Is it like the stress test Jim had, the one that turned out positive?
The same.
Well, do you really think that I need that?
Well, let's play it safe, huh? I'll check when the doctor's free, and we'll take care of it right now. Come on back into my office. Oh, good. They'll be able to schedule you in a few minutes. You feeling any better now?
I'm sort of woozy.
You relax right there, and let's go over what's bothering you, huh?
Mostly that I can't make sense of what's happened. There's no explanation.
Janet, you know very well that sometimes there isn't any explanation. Ponce de Leon was absolutely positive the Fountain of Youth existed in Florida, and he was determined to find it. He didn't because there isn't any Fountain of Youth. Thousands searched for the gold of El Dorado. Even Sir Walter Raleigh went looking. There was no gold. No lost continent of Atlantis. No treasure hidden in King Solomon's mines. I'm sure Jim would agree with me.
Jim's gone to Greece. I don't know why. scientific meeting.
The point is, Janet, perhaps there are some things better left unknown. Do you understand?
Yes.
There is no explanation, and it's a mistake to search for one. Janet? Janet, can you hear me? Good. Hello, Dr. Tyson.
Yes, Dr. O'Brien.
I have the patient here in my office. I shall be sending her along to you.
Fine.
I'll have an ambulance pick her up and get her to the hospital right away.
I'm much obliged.
See you later, Doctor.
Janet! Janet! Wake up!
Mrs. Gray.
What? What are you doing?
Mrs. Gray, will you please leave my office directly?
Happy to. I'm taking Janet with me. Come on, Janet.
On your feet. We're getting out of here.
I'm in the middle of a consultation with Mrs. Barkley. How did you get into my office?
Hold on to my hand, Janet. That's a girl. You all right now? Out we go.
I insist that you leave
her. Listen, Doctor. I have a very important appointment with this lady, and you're preventing me from keeping it. She'll see you some other time.
What is all this about? Where are we going?
To my house. No, from second thought to yours, it's safer. Wait till I tell you the big news and you'll understand. Last night, Mike said maybe he was wrong. He'd go to California alone, I could keep the house. And let's seal the bargain with a kiss, he said. So I thought, well, what the heck, I'm married to this guy. Do you know what he did? He put his arms around me. And he held me like in a vise, and he kissed me until I couldn't breathe. I almost blacked out. Don't ask me how I got away. I just did. And it made me realize, Janet, you and I are alone in this.
Yeah, there's an ambulance following us.
There is? Ambulance?
It's practically right on top of us.
If we're being chased, let's give him a run for his money. That first side street, that's wide enough, okay?
Okay.
Now, here we go. Now, hold on.
You are awful. Why don't we pull up and just let him pass us?
No, I've got a hunch that's exactly what he wants us to do. We'll make that left up ahead. You ready for it?
Oh, Janet, I'm in the wrong way in a one-way street. There's a guy coming straight at us. Just get out. We've got to run for it. Janet, do you hear me? We can't stay here. Can't you move?
Hey,
you
lady!
You're not gonna get me!
Janet.
Janet, can you hear me? You're in the hospital. At your request, Janet, we're going to operate on you and see if we can bypass the occlusions that have made it difficult for you to get enough oxygen to your heart. Nurse, will you prop up Mrs. Barkley so she can sign this? It's a release form, Janet, so that Dr. Tyson and I can do all the procedures that are necessary. Would you just sign here, Janet? That's fine.
Yes. I signed it.
You will be anesthetized so you don't feel anything. We have a special operating room for cases like yours. I've got to say this, Dr. Tyson. This Janet Barkley is the most tenacious and courageous of her species.
Well, I have to agree with you. Originally, I wanted her destroyed. But I have come to realize we are going to be fortunate to have her stamina on Arcturus.
What about the other one? Celia Gray?
No, I think not. Let her go. The most I can say for her is that her heart's in the right place.
Hardly a suitable candidate for transportation, then.
No, not worth it. We want only the best types of mortals.
Bob?
She's conscious. I thought she was prepped and ready for the procedure.
Not quite yet. I want her to know what is happening to her.
Well, why didn't you just say triple bypass as we do to the others?
She never would have believed me. And she's not the kind to accept transferal to Arcturus without an argument.
I remind you, Dr. O'Brien, I am the one who makes our decisions on Earth.
But if you're the wise man we believe you are, you will accept my recommendations. I tell you, Janet will be cooperative and valuable if she knows. True, we exchanged all the others in the X and K batches for Arturians without their knowledge. Aristotle, Dimitri, Willis, Michael. Even this girl's husband, James, transferred peacefully, quietly. In the end, Janet will transplant better than any so far. She is one of the true survivors of the best in mankind.
I take it you wish to take charge of her.
I certainly do. Janet?
Yes?
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
You have heard Dr. Tyson and me talking, haven't you?
Yes.
Dr. Tyson comes from the planet Arterus. He came here alone and then enrolled me. Arterus is the only planet with the same characteristics as Earth, in atmosphere, soil, vegetation, and minerals. It is inhabited by Arturians, creatures very like you and me. Inbreeding and disease have weakened Arturians. And so Dr. Tyson was sent to Earth to secure the exchange of the finest species of mankind to that weakened planet. We're just beginning our work. It is accomplished by ionic transference.
My husband Jim would understand that, but he is in Greece.
No, Jim is closer than that to you. When you are fully anesthetized, a selected Arturian, similar in most characteristics, will replace what we on Earth used to call our soul. And your soul will find itself in an equally similar being on Arterus.
You mean my husband had already been...
Yes, Janet. You were living with his replacement, who naturally assumed you were his original Arturian mate. ZXY77.
No. No. No, let me go.
Janet, you don't understand. You will be joining your real husband. Not the James Barkley here on Earth, but the Jim Barkley, who at this moment is on Arterus. Dr. Tyson, please stand by to begin.
How can I be sure? How can I know?
Dr. Tyson, could we make an exception?
Arrange for Mrs. Barkley to communicate with her husband on Arterus.
It would help.
This is Dr. Tyson. Will you have Scientist Barkley in voice contact with us? His Earth wife, Janet Barkley, is here, ready for transference.
Janet? Janet? Are you there?
Jim?
Yes. It's me, Janet. I'm on the planet Arterus. Come. Join me. Please come. There's no anger, Janet, and no death. It's like Earth, Janet, but better.
I always felt it wasn't you here. You weren't yourself.
Start. Start now. It only takes a little while and you'll be with me. Please come, Janet. I still love you.
Are you ready now, Janet?
Yes, I am. Jim, I'll be there soon. I love you too, Jim.
Should you come across a friend or relative acting in a way you believe is strange, rather than dismissing the incident by saying, oh well, he's not himself, consider the possibility that he isn't. That by ion transference, the original person had been shipped off, shanghaied, if you will, to the planet Arturus. Now, this account informs us that Arturus is transplanting only the most brilliant of humans. So I guess most of us can feel safe in our own beds. I shall return shortly.
Hey, let me get the check.
Where'd you get the extra bucks?
The Buck-a-Bundle insulation refund from CertainTeed.
Buck-a-Bundle?
Yeah, buck back on every bundle of CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation. Up to $40.
Some savings.
That's what I was after.
Was it a tough job?
Nah, it was easy.
I'm gonna do it now, while I can save. Thanks for lunch, and thanks for the tip.
Get your attic insulation and extra bucks now. The Buck-a-Bundle insulation refund, only from CertainTeed. Details at your building materials retailer.
The boy next door is a doctor, and he's single. My daughter, what a girl. She's single, too. I'll invite him for some donuts and my coffee. Maxwell House, I'm leaving it up to you.
Maxwell House,
good moment.
Maxwell House,
good coffee.
Good to the last drop. Maxwell House.
Get together with the great taste of Maxwell House coffee. Coffee you can count on.
Good to the last drop. Maxwell House.
If you want the tools you use to do more than just make do, choose the tools that promise to make good. Master Mechanic tools from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you that both the Master Mechanic 19-piece homeowner socket set for just $15.99 and the Master Mechanic 19-inch flat-top toolbox for just $9.49 offer the promise of satisfaction or a free replacement. You'll find these and other fine Master Mechanic tools and accessories sold exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
7 months pregnant, now I get hemorrhoids.
Oh, I got them when I was expecting, sis.
What'd you do?
Use Preparation H. Many find it gives temporary relief from flare-ups. The special ingredients relieve pain and itch.
Sounds like real medicine.
It even helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
I'll try it.
Check your doctor before using any medicine. Hi, how goes it today?
Great, thanks to you and Preparation H.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, helps shrink swelling, use only as directed.
Explorations in space, we are assured, have but scratched the surface of the cosmos. There are many worlds revolving about many suns. Listening devices have been set up here on Earth to receive any message issuing from any other planet. All because man cannot accept Earth to be the sole inhabited occupant of space. Perhaps we need the assurance that we are not alone. So, who can foretell? One day, many of us may transplant to other planets, whether they be our tourists or not. Our cast included Marion Seldes, Patricia Elliott, Bob Caliban, and Earl Hammond. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
I was an Iranian hostage. Coming home after 250 days should have been cause for celebration. But for me, the end of one ordeal was the beginning of another. I was diagnosed as having MS. I'm Richard Queen. MS is short for multiple sclerosis, an often crippling disease of the central nervous system. MS strikes people in their prime, and every day the disease afflicts more unsuspecting victims, many of whom will find their existence dramatically altered against their will for life. The cause and cure are still a mystery, but major progress is being made, and we have hope. Your contribution will buy more hope for MS people everywhere.
Please donate today to Richard Queen Research Fund, National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Box 1800, Washington, D.C. 20013. Box 1800, Washington, D.C. 20013.
Remember, just when you're starting to live, MS can strike.
KQB News Time 1059. Let's take a look at our weather forecast that has changed quite a bit since we have spoken to you last. It says caution driving overnight, occasional snow showers through tomorrow, possible accumulation an inch or two overnight. Low temperature tonight, upper teens. Tomorrow's high temperature near 30 degrees. We have a temperature reading downtown right now of 23 degrees, 22 degrees in the suburbs. Let's get an update on national and international developments from CBS News at 11.
CBS.
CBS News. Contract talks have broken down in the Philadelphia transit strike. I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Details from Joe Young of CBS station WCAU.
Striking city transit workers are gearing up for intensive picketing of Conrail work sites and train. They were successful in bringing commuter train service in and out of Philadelphia to a halt. Then a Philadelphia judge issued an order which allowed pickets to march only outside Conrail train locations. Talks between the city's transit authority and transit workers broke off Thursday night. Observers say they may not get to the bargaining table again until early next week. Both sides remain deadlocked on the transit authority's demand to hire part-time workers and a written test for mechanics. Thursday, the president of Philadelphia's local transport workers union went before city council and said that besides a few other matters, his union strike would end immediately if the transit authority would give up its insistence on hiring part-timers. Joe Young for CBS News in Philadelphia.
Scattered walkouts were reported again today in the coal fields. More than 12,000 miners staying off the job in seven states to protest the collapse of contract talks. The union leadership is urging them to return to work at least until the contract expires a week from Friday. But union officials concede there's no way to avoid a nationwide strike. No further negotiations have been scheduled. More news after this.
Hey, let me get the check.
Where'd you get the extra bucks?
The Buck a Bundle insulation refund from CertainTeed.
Buck a Bundle?
Yeah, buck back on every bundle of CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation. Up to $40.
Some savings.
That's what I was after.
Was it a tough job?
Nah, it was easy.
I'm gonna do it now, while I can save. Thanks for lunch, and thanks for the tip.
Get your attic insulation and extra bucks now. The Buck a Bundle insulation refund, only from CertainTeed. Details at your building materials retailer.
Easy does it. Just relax. Lean back. Watch TV. Open up that magic box and look at what's inside.
Nothing gets you into an online TV guide.
TV Guide previews your pleasure, tells you more about what's on, what's going on with TV. This week and every week, get more out of television by TV Guide.
Nothing gets you into it like TV Guide.
Another stern warning from Secretary of State Haig today. The United States might consider using military force to stop the shipment of weapons to the left-wing guerrillas in El Salvador. He told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the flow should be stopped at the source, specifically mentioning Cuba. The Reagan administration is asking the Congress to clear the way for resuming military aid to the opposition forces in Angola, urging the repeal of a restrictive amendment. But New York Congressman Stephen Solars is promising an all-out fight.
I don't see how, at a time that we are condemning the Soviet Union and Cuba for interfering militarily in the internal affairs of El Salvador, we can blithely proceed to interfere militarily in the internal affairs of Angola.
Solar says that if the United States does get involved, the effect would be just the opposite of what the administration wants. He predicts that Cuba would counter by sending in more troops, not by withdrawing. The Reagan budget cut plan has been cleared for action on the Senate floor, and a vote is expected sometime next week. The Senate Budget Committee gave its unanimous approval to more than $36 billion worth of reductions today, a cut that's about $2 billion deeper than the president had recommended. Another part of the recovery plan passed its first major test in the House today. The Agriculture Committee voting 30-7 to block a scheduled increase in dairy price supports. The full Senate also was supposed to vote on the measure today, but Republican leader Howard Baker put it off until Tuesday, the second time he's postponed it. In Sicily, police and troops are standing by to evacuate the 15,000 residents of Rondazzo if the molten lava flowing from Mount Etna comes any closer. The volcano erupted on Tuesday, and the crack on the northern side of the mountain widened overnight, sending more lava streaming to within 2 miles of the village. More CBS News in 1 minute. Hundreds of American women die in childbirth every year, and according to the American Medical Association, half of those deaths could be prevented by prenatal care. According to an AMA report, almost 1 million women give birth annually with little or no